Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the February edition of Windows to Your Spirit with your hostess, Psychic Kathleen Avino. Of course, this is me, Tracy, and sort of in the chat room. I don't do a great job in there, but if you have questions for Kat, I can relay them over if you would like us to. As usual, Kat is running a little late, and of course, it's Mercury retrograde, so that ensured it for sure. I'd like to remind you, if you would need to schedule a full reading, you can visit the website at KathleenAvino.com. It's Kathleen with K, A, V as in Victor, I-N-O.com. And you can always find me at ShyOwlsNest.com. And do remember, if you're booking with Kat, you do get an additional 10 minutes added to your paid and scheduled reading. She has arrived. Only 30 seconds late. Good job.
Yay! I hobbled over just in time.
Fabulous.
So how are you this evening?
Fabulous, of course.
I wish I could say the same thing. I can't wait till I get my extra two arms and give them back to the doctor.
Yeah.
Hobble, 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 hobble.
It's
for those
time.
Of you who get my newsletter, you know that I'm in a state of disarray in terms of being one-footed. I have 1 foot and 4 arms.
Well,
I'm getting around.
It's all that matters.
That's right. And hopefully Thursday I'll get a pretty good clean bill of health, and then they'll torture me at physical therapy, and that'll be the end of it. And I'll be back to dancing right away.
Mhm. Definitely. So your blog was funny this week.
You know, when you write it out when you're frustrated, and you inject lots of humor, even though it's true.
Mm-hmm.
With all truth, there is humor, and all humor, there is truth.
That's
so
right.
Like I said, my cripple hint. A very, very appropriate. I don't know if you saw it. I added one more today. Number 7, which was, remind those who are keeping care of you that when they bring you food, you cannot bring back the empty dish.
Exactly.
And you can't carry anything with you when you have crutches unless you have pockets.
Mm-hmm.
So
probably not good to put an empty cereal
bowl
in your pocket.
Staring at it for 8 hours.
Good times.
And going to the bathroom, you've got to brush your teeth, and your daughter took the toothpaste. You know, everything becomes, you know, a big job. Simple tasks become formidable.
Mm-hmm.
Very formidable. So, do we have any callers tonight, or is everybody recuperating?
We have a full docket here.
Full house. I want to add, as a matter of record, though,
mm-hmm.
that the
Maiden
Chief, they will die cheaters. I don't care if they won. They should swell and have the rings cut off circulation on their fingers. And it's just all kinds of wrong. All kinds of wrong. And that's my say on it, and I don't care if I offend New England fans, too bad. They cheated with the Jets. They cheated with the Bulls. They just cheat. There were several calls that should have been called against them, but now they've become little darlings of the NFL, and they get away with murder. And that's all kinds of wrong. And I feel bad for Seattle, and I just regret they didn't give them a bigger beating when the fight broke out, to make things right.
All right.
That's how I feel. I'm not going to hold back when it comes to New England. And being a Jet fan, we hate them even more. So there. Okay, I got that off my chest. I feel better.
Fabulous. I would like to remind everyone that try to stick to one question per caller. Have a detailed and specific question, not what's my love life, what's the year going to be like. No, call and schedule reading at KathleenAvino.com if you have that question. For a question here, it means, am I going to have a job in the next 30 days? Will I have a relationship with X name? Be specific, okay? Full readings are for an hour, not for 50 seconds. Area code 856, can we get your name?
Hi, my name's Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hello. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for taking my call. So I feel the same way you do about the paychecks, by the way.
Because we are on the side of truth and justice.
Exactly. Oh, I can't believe it worked out that way, but whatever. It's so bad. Okay, so the question that I have, I'm looking for work, and I've applied
Honey, I'm not hearing you. Can you get closer to the phone?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm looking for work, and I applied to a pharmaceutical company and to a medical device company for permanent work, but I've also applied to other companies for contract work. And I was wondering,
medical,
do you see me getting contract?
No, I'm a medical device company.
Oh, the medical device
company.
The
best shot is the medical device company.
Oh, okay. Great.
You know, it's not like your passion for appendages, but it's going to hold you over, and there'll be another job opportunity, and I guess either June or 6 months, give or take, where you have another opportunity. So it's kind of a stepping stone. Don't get yourself hung up in the stress of contract work, okay?
Okay. Great. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Do let us know how you
Thanks
make out.
Calling.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Area code 360. Can we get your name?
My name's Lori.
Hello, Lori. How are you tonight?
Hi. Terrible, actually.
I'm sorry, honey. What's going on? How can we help you?
I'm just not. I just don't know where my life's headed. I'm really unhappy. My heart's breaking over my son not talking to me, and I just feel kind of hopeless. I'm getting old now. I'm like 55, and
we do not equate the word. I'm sorry.
Cass
going to
come on the phone after you now.
Honey, you're in the prime of your life. You're just having a pity party.
Yeah, I'm really unhappy, and I don't know what to do about it.
Well, here's the deal. This is not the forum for what you're going through, but
no,
I will. If you book a reading with me, remember I give you 10 minutes extra. So if you book 20, you get a half an hour. In your particular case, I recommend booking 30, and you'll get 40. Because, honey, we got to take a look at your whole life, pull it out, and push it back together.
And there's going
to
be a lot of personal stuff that should not be on Blog Talk Radio.
Some of the things it's not for the radio, because you're going to have a boot in your ass to get you motivated in a nice way.
Okay.
You have a lot to be grateful for, sweetheart. And if your snot-nosed son won't talk to you, screw him.
Okay.
So, you know, this is the best I can do on now. But if you really want to change and be happy, you give me a call and I will help you. That I can guarantee you.
Okay.
All right, do you have my telephone number?
Your cell phone number?
Yeah, you have the number. It's 516.
516.
225.
225.
Yes.
Okay.
8054. Okay, go to my website.
Okay.
And book it. If you want to read tonight after the show, book it now, and I will do it tonight for you.
Okay. I have to see how much things cost.
Well, like I said, you take a look, sweetheart, and I'm trying to make it a better deal for you. The radio people, I always give them 10 minutes free with a book reading. And let's face it.
Which may not seem like a lot, but it makes a big difference.
So whatever it is, you must be worth that investment. You probably pay more for a pair of shoes.
Okay, I'll go to your website. Is the website online? I mean, is it on the...
KathleenAvino.com.
Okay. I'll go check it out.
With a K. You look it up. Kathleen with a K, Avino, AVINO.com.
Okay. I'll go look it up. Thank
Very
you.
Good one. You take
Thank
care.
You're welcome. Be blessed. Then.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If some things are just not meant for a public forum
so,
like this. Right.
And also in a public
not,
forum. And remember,
mm-hmm.
people, it's not just that we don't want you to talk about real personal things now. These shows are archived. Anybody can
mm-hmm.
go back and listen to them. So we try to
That's
really
right.
protect your privacy.
That's right.
So who else can we speak to?
All right, we've got area code 602. Can we get your name?
Hi, it's Betty.
Hello, Betty. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. I have a question regarding a meeting on a team by the name of John tomorrow morning, and he's going to be working my inheritance, and do you see him get it resolved within 60 days?
What is he, a lawyer?
Yes.
And you want to see if he's going to get your inheritance situation resolved in 60 days?
That's correct.
I'm getting a no. It's going to take longer. And I would also suggest that whatever he tells you, have him put it in writing and you sign off on it. It's not that I don't trust him, Betty. It's just keep him honest.
Okay. So can you tell how long it'll take to get? Because there's a lot of fraud going on here to document expert attorney. I mean, expert.
I'm telling you,
for...
sweetheart, there's a lot of crap going on behind the scenes. This will not get resolved in 60 days.
Mm-mm.
And
how
I
long will it take?
Time being in Mercury retrograde. We're in Mercury retrograde right now. That's not going to help matters. I wouldn't sign anything to make any decisions until after February 10th. But make him put everything in writing so you can review it. Don't agree to anything tomorrow.
Can you tell how long it'll take to get resolved?
Honey, you're not listening to what I'm saying. We're in Mercury retrograde right now. I don't do timing.
I know that.
Because there's so many delays. I'm not going to guess. I'm telling you it's going to take you more than 60 days. I do not know at this time how long it's going to take. I'm warning you against something more important than how long it's going to take. If you are not careful with what this man promises you and you do not get it in writing, you're going to have more fraud on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be in a rush.
Yeah, there's nothing going to be easy and fast about this, absolutely nothing.
No. And the more careful you are, the more likely you're going to get what you're supposed to get.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I take my readings very seriously. I really try to keep people away from pitfalls. So don't agree or sign anything tomorrow. Just have him give you everything in writing and give you a chance to digest it. Do not rush this or you're going to regret it. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye. Mercury retrograde, definitely, it does. It causes delay after delay after delay, and it's just impossible to hammer that down. Plus, people forget.
It's not just
as you
delay,
make choices,
Tracy,
it's
you and I both
timing.
Know it's errors.
Mm-hmm.
Errors, miscommunication.
Yeah.
Incomplete things that cost you dearly on the road.
Yes, they can.
And you can't undo.
There's going to be nothing you can do about that process. Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, area code 484. Can we have your name?
Oh, yes. Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Antoinetta. Hi there. My question is, I'm really seeing a drastic positive change with the gentleman that I've been dealing with for the last 2.5, almost 3 years now. And what I mean by that is, if I start an argument or we start an argument, it seems like he's really stepping up. Like, he'll either come to my house the very next day and try to smooth things over, or he'll text me, you know, in a day or two and try to smooth things over. And he wasn't ever doing this before in the past. So I'm just wondering, what is this new behavior? I mean, is he getting more committed? What is the deal with him?
What's just his first name? What's his first name?
Daniel.
Daniel. Honey, I think Daniel's getting a little tired of drama. I don't think he's less committed. I just think he wants things to be more peaceful. You know, things were getting on for days with you guys, and he's just getting tired of that kind of nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to get things resolved quicker so there's more peace.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
it
his
just,
behavior really changed. I think
just
he
seems
still
like
wants
it,
to what?
Like, it just seems like he really is fighting for the relationship now, because I know like a year ago.
Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
You are convincing yourself that this is a new man. You better watch out with that. This is a man who's maturing and doesn't want drama. Don't read more into it.
Okay.
Because he still wants a relationship on his terms. Because let's face it, if this relationship was peachy keen, you guys wouldn't be arguing all the time.
Right.
So I call it spade a spade.
Like I said, I'm just noticing different
reactions. He's different. He's tired of the drama. He doesn't want to lose you, but he also doesn't want the drama anymore.
Right.
So he's just trying to put things to bed sooner. He's making peace with you, honey, but not too much is changing in terms of his other behaviors. He still wants things his way. He just wants less hassle.
Right. And I think you hit the nail on the head there when you said he don't want to lose me, because he could easily just say goodbye, who cares, keep it moving.
Right, but here's the point. As long as he's getting what he wants and he's still being allowed to come and go and you're not nagging him too much, he's happy.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of a more committed relationship, with him sacrificing more of his freedom or his independence, I don't see that changing.
Okay.
So that's what I want you to be careful of.
Okay.
He just doesn't want to argue.
Right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling on.
Thank you.
All right. Be blessed. All right. Area code 818. Can we get your name?
Yes. Hi, my name is Suzanne.
Hello, Suzanne. How can we help you tonight?
Hello, darling. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Actually, I'm having so many problems, obstacles, dramas, you name it.
Okay, but honey, like you said, what's your direct question?
My direct question is this. I never believed in this kind of stuff, like black magic. Okay?
Well, first of all, whoa.
Yeah, there's no black magic here.
Black magic. This isn't even close to backbone cheese. This is not black magic, my dear. Do not lump us in with everybody else in terms of bizarre metaphysical, okay? You got to get your facts straight. I don't believe in black magic either, so that makes both of us.
So my question is this, is there isn't anything like that, so how come that nothing is working for me?
Because the choices you're making. Honey, nobody's out to get you. Nobody's got a spell on you.
There's absolutely no curse on you.
It's the choices that you're making and the choices that you've made in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
The choices you've made in the last 10 years are coming to haunt you now. And you have complete control and the ability to reverse those choices by making different choices. Pity party, sweetheart. They don't work.
Yeah, and looking for an excuse, like a curse, no. No, not going to, no.
Like
no
I
curse.
Said to the other lady, if you want, you can call me for a full reading and we can take a look at every single aspect that doesn't seem to be going your way. And sometimes, sweetie, it's not supposed to go our way. It's
mm-hmm.
not what's best for us, even though we want it.
Okay, so the last 10 years, all I've been doing, I was helping people, homeless people, people who needed places.
It's
honey,
not about
that,
and it's not,
you
it's not
to.
No.
Wait a second. You did that because you wanted to. And if you had an expectation of reward, that was your first mistake.
Mm-hmm.
No.
We do things in life not to be rewarded.
That wasn't the case, darling. It's just in my blood, helping people. However,
okay, so what's the problem?
As of today, I am completely alone. So nothing is working for me. And I'm talking only about that one, but nothing is working
for
me.
Well, you know what, Trina? If nothing is working, then maybe it's time to do something completely different. Stop trying to make things that don't work work. Really, life is kind of simple. We make it complicated. If you're striving for something and it's not working, rethink your goals. And in terms of being alone, that's an easy fix.
Okay,
get involved in things that are social as opposed to volunteer work. Literally, just join something to have fun. When was the last time you had fun?
Well, probably 6 months ago.
Okay, so you think you're ready for some fun?
I'm more concentrated on starting my business and somehow...
Well, then put your focus on. That's my point. It's not about being alone. It's not about feeling things are not going well. Focus on your business. And if your business is not going well, rethink your business. There's always a reason, sweetie, why things happen the way they happen. And
it has nothing to do with purchase.
It's not meant. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you and blow smoke and tell you don't worry, it's going to be fine. I don't do that to people.
We're going to have to move on, hon, because we just have a few minutes left and we have quite a few callers.
One reading,
okay,
reading with me, and we'll figure out what's going on.
Okay, thank you so very much.
Thank you, honey.
Thank
you.
You take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Tracy.
Mary Lou Who?
Hi.
Hi.
Do I have to ask a question or can I ask for anything?
No, sweetie. The thing is, the more direct the question, I'm able to give an answer. I can't give full-blown
reading. Well, she wants to know
reading.
She can ask a spiritual question. Yes.
No. I'll ask a specific question. Can you take a look at my love life and let me know if anything's coming up this year?
It's not specific. That's a reading.
Oh, that's not specific enough?
No. Now you're talking about asking about the next 6 or 8 months of your life.
Okay.
That's a reading.
Pressing question that you have right now.
Okay, how about a month in my love life? Is anything happening this month?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Plain and simple.
If you have a specific question, you know, what I can recommend, like I told the other three ladies, you know, things don't happen by themselves. You know, and if you read my blogs, you can see that the recommendations I make in terms of changing what happens in your love life or social life. You can't meet somebody in the living room unless it's the UPS man or the postage, you know, postman.
It's
a woman.
Nope.
So, you know, I'm not being sarcastic, honey. I am trying to be helpful. But the bottom line here is, you know, you're not going to meet him in the grocery store. I see you making an effort. I see you meeting somebody in a group, and it is over the next 6 months if you change the way you meet people.
Mm-hmm.
Then it'll happen.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for
Thank
calling.
You. All right. Bye.
Tracy, before you get the next call,
mm-hmm.
The radio is for a quick question. Am I going to, you know, I'm interviewing like that lady said. I'm interviewing with a job. You know, I've got three jobs. Which one do you think I'm going to get? You know, I've got a situation with my son or child or husband or boyfriend. You think things will improve? You cannot say to me, what is my love life going to be in the next year? And expect a coherent, accurate answer
in 3 minutes. Right.
It's unrealistic. And I'm not going to do that. I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm trying to be honest.
Exactly. Area code 856, can we get your name?
Oh, you already answered my question.
Okay.
I'm just listening.
All right. Thank you, hon. Okay. Then that leaves us one more. 347? Area code 347? Yeah?
Yeah.
Can get your name?
Amy?
Hello, Amy. How are you tonight?
Hi. Okay. I have a specific question.
Yay. I was hoping you wouldn't torture me with generic.
Because I understand you need that. Okay, I live in Brooklyn and Queens.
I need 30 seconds to left. If this was a
reading, what borough am I supposed to be living in for the next 1 year?
Excuse me?
What borough does she need to live should in? I live in the next coming, this coming year? I have to make a choice.
Brooklyn.
Okay. Thank you.
That was easy. Fabulous.
That was an easy one.
Yep.
And you can live near me.
Sign us off, Kat.
Like I say, guys, tonight was a tough one because nobody played by the rules. Tracy has come here to help you out with a quick answer, you know, to a pressing problem. We don't want to cheat you by giving you a very generic answer to a generic question.
Right.
So please understand what our intention is. We're not looking to be difficult. We're not looking to not help you. But we take our work seriously. And we have nothing to do, we'll make a formal disclaimer, we have nothing to do with black magic.
No, and you're probably not cursed, no matter what the situation.
No matter what the situation is. You know, if you curse anything, it's your curse with your own choices.
Mm-hmm.
We come back to bite you on the ass every time. So think before you do something. And don't just do it because you want it. Think it through.
Exactly.
I want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. I hope they get chocolates from somebody. Even if you have to buy them for yourself, which I always do. I always play it safe. And enjoy this month of February, and hopefully I will retire my crutches for once and for all. Thank you once again, Tracy, for being my traffic cop. I appreciate it. And take care. And our next show will be, remember, the first Sunday of March.
That's right. Which is the, of course my calendar's going to take forever. The 8th. No, it's, that'll be the first too. It'll be the first. Mm-hmm.
The 8th?
First.
Oh, March 1st?
It confused me because there was two ones, so that March is also on the 1st. That's
weird.
March 1st, February and March, both on the 1st.
Very good. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, like I said, if you want, you can book a reading with me. I'll give you 10 minutes free as a gift for putting up with me on the radio once you book the reading. And I try to be extremely flexible in doing readings to accommodate people's time frame. And I make it simple. You pay me through PayPal. If you've got any questions about booking a reading, you can call me, 516-225-8054. But save your psychic questions or your problems for the actual reading, please. All right. So thank you again, Trace. And, well, see you next month. Same channel.
See you.
Same bat station.